habit forming, drug-free products help my daughter fall asleep naturally, giving her the rest to be her best.
I'm a dinosaur.
Best dinosaur.
Cure Z's Kids, for ages 4 and up when needed. Explore our products at ZQuil.com.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Leaning into local radio. 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a civic media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. It was a rough night weather-wise across much of the country. Colorado, Kansas, Missouri, another monster storm moved across the middle part of the country. ABC Chief Meteorologist Ginger Z with some details.
At least three reported tornadoes in northeast Kansas. And on the wintry side of the storm, snow in the Wasatch Mountains of Utah. Up to 2 feet of snow already in the Colorado Rockies. Spinouts on I-70 near Evergreen. And Denver could see its biggest snowstorm in 3 years.
China's foreign ministry says Wednesday's overwhelming House vote forcing TikTok's Chinese owner to sell or face a ban is a violation of fair competition and international trade rules. There's no indication on how the Senate might vote. Members of the LGBTQ community in Japan are cheering a landmark decision by a Japanese court which ruled that denying same-sex marriage is unconstitutional. The court doesn't have the power to overturn the country's current laws, but has called for an urgent government action to do so. This is ABC News. National elections tomorrow in Russia.
Speaking from the Kremlin, the Russian leader urging people to do their patriotic duty and go out and cast their ballots. It's the first time that polls there will be open for 3 days instead of one. It's also the first time online voting will be allowed. The election's expected to cement Putin's grip on power until at least 2030. Opposition figures who could have challenged him are either in prison or exiled abroad. Tom Rivers, ABC News at the Foreign Desk.
Hail, some of its softball size, pelting parts of Kansas and Missouri, bringing traffic to a halt in some spots. And if you're like Ed Sheeran,
just dancing with my eyes closed,
you might miss the newest thing being tested at Spotify, playing a full-length music video. Ed Sheeran and Doja Cat among the artists where listeners can select switch to video when a track is playing. Spotify testing the system in 11 countries. No word on when it might come to the U.S. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Today is the day to get prepared for a successful retirement. Tune in Tuesday mornings at 8:45 to hear Matt Krieger from Pioneer Financial Consultants give you guided information to a sound and balanced plan. Or call Matt directly at 715-748-3231. Pioneer Financial Consultants, you come first with sophisticated financial strategies making your investment goals a reality. Locations in Medford, Hawkins, and Phillips. Securities and investment advisory services offered through Osaic Wealth, Inc., WFS, member FINRA, SIPC. Osaic Wealth is separately owned, and other entities and or marketing names, products, or services referred to here are independent of Osaic Wealth.
Wondering how to choose from all your spring break options? Pop quiz. Is your family into monkeying around, airbending on a flying bison, or diving into slime? Or all of it? Mall of America. Go bananas on the new Boots Banana Swing Ride. Take to the sky and fly with Appa. Then get slimed in the Nickelodeon Universe Slimulator. For the littles, cosmic crafts, and more at Crayola Experience. It's the spring break of choice at Mall of America. MallofAmerica.com/spring.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. All of Wisconsin is under at least a high level of fire danger today, and a handful of counties in the middle of the state are looking at an extremely high fire danger. The Department of Natural Resources updated its fire danger map yesterday. Wardens are warning people not to burn brush today. President Biden is sending $36 million to Milwaukee for wider sidewalks, bus lanes, and sewer improvements.
My predecessor is an ally, and his allies in Congress, including your Senator Ron Johnson, who voted against the infrastructure law that funds this project.
Republicans say Wisconsin has lost 6,000 manufacturing jobs and 455 dairy farms in the last year. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media. The Lord's Cupboard Food Pantry is open every Saturday from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. at First Congregational Church in downtown Park Falls. Check out their Facebook page for updates and income guidelines. Want to volunteer? Stop down Saturday to inquire. That's every Saturday from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. at First Congregational Church in downtown Park Falls. The Lord's Cupboard, serving those in need in Price County and surrounding areas for over 15 years.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
Community events on 98Q Country are brought to you by Forward Bank. Looking for hunting land, cabin on the lake, maybe a large home for your growing family, or maybe you're planning to build your dream house? Forward Bank has been helping families and communities since 1919. The tradition of treating customers like family is supported by a broad line of construction, land, home equity, and mortgage loans. Come see the experts at Forward Bank for your financial needs. Get started today with the online mortgage application at forward.bank or call 762-2411 or 339-3223. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Bad news for the Brewers' bullpen. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Brewers have learned that they'll be without their closing pitcher, Devin Williams, for the start of the season. Following a series of tests in L.A., doctors found two stress fractures in Williams' spine. He's been dealing with back pain going back to last September. Estimates are he'll need at least 12 weeks to rest and recover before he can pitch again. The Brewers losing 15-4 to the White Sox. Manager Pat Murphy calling it a terrible performance. College hoops. The Big Ten's men's tournament underway at the Target Center in Minneapolis. The Badgers playing Maryland this afternoon. After they beat Rutgers last night, Wisconsin is the 5 seed. The Badgers 3-8 in the last 6 weeks. Is that enough to get in the NCAA tournament? Greg Gard.
Again, you go back to November, December, January. You sputter a little bit in February. We've got a really good resume. You know, I'm not going to get it onto the quad ones, quads twos, and who has the most quad one wins and all that.
That's Badgers head coach Greg Gard with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Here's your Price County Senior Dining menu for tomorrow, the 15th day of March. Please get those orders in by 1:30 today if you could. They've got a fish sandwich for you tomorrow. There's cheesy medley soup, coleslaw, and pistachio dessert. All your meals come with bread, butter, and milk. Any questions? To order your meal, 715-339-2158.
Stop gutter worries with Lynn Stunkel at Complete Rain Gutters. 30-plus years experience brings peace of mind. Visit CompleteRainGutter.com for a quote today. Your gutters deserve the best.
Want adventure but don't have the right stuff? Your boat club at BJ's Sports Shop on Highway 51 in Minocqua has you covered. They're the premier area retailer for renting snowshoes, cross-country skis, and fat tire bikes. And with apparel brands like Patagonia, Roxy, Helly Hansen, Smartwool, Telec, and Old Town, they'll get you covered from head to toe. So get up and get going to your boat club at BJ's Sports Shop, Minocqua's premier outdoor clothing and equipment retailer, located at 917 U.S. Highway 51 in Minocqua.
Logger United Booster Club is proudly supported by Northern Comfort System Specialists. We're not comfortable until you are. See us at northerncomfortss.com.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
It is going to be mostly cloudy today with a high near 48 this afternoon. The wind out of the northeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, gradual clearing overnight, our low 24. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sunshine, 48. Then on Saturday, it'll be mostly cloudy and windy with some light snow late in the day. Our high near 44. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 34.
Today's outdoor news is brought to you by J&A Services.
J&A Services Marine and Power Sports now has two locations to better serve you. With over 20 years in the trade, Bernie Services all makes and models of Power Sports and Marine out of his shop on Highway 182. Call him at 414-902-0449 for times and availability, and check out Hot Shot Secret Performance Products and Renegade Race Fuel to provide top-engine performance for your ride. Selling Chilton trailers and a BMS-authorized dealer handling new dirt bikes and duros, scooters, side-by-sides on display at his new showroom located inside the Sugar Bush Bar off of Highway 182 on Sugar Bush Road in Park Falls, Wisconsin. And yes, the bar is open and it's stocked with fly racing, alpine, accessories, apparels, and more. At J&A Service Marine and Power Sports, here to serve the Northwoods in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook.
I'm Tim Lesmeister, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News. According to Freshwater Fishing Hall of Famer tackle Terry Tuma, A successful angler is one that understands the delicate balance between human intuition and Mother Nature's subtle hints. I'll tell you what he means by that, but first.
Since 1967, generations of Minnesota sportsmen have trusted Outdoor News to keep them up to date with the latest news, pro tips, features, fishing reports, gear reviews, and more. For less than a buck per week, you can carry on the tradition and join thousands of Minnesota sportsmen by subscribing to Outdoor News. Whether you prefer a printed copy in your mailbox each week or the convenience of up-to-the-minute news on your smartphone or computer, we've got you covered. Subscribe today at outdoornews.com/subscribe.
Tackle Terry Tuma is a freshwater fishing Hall of Famer and who is very successful on the water. He says he believes his success comes from his understanding of the delicate balance between his intuition and Mother Nature's subtle hints. Those subtle hints can consist of barometric pressure. They can consist of weather conditions. They can consist of the lunar tables. There are a lot of situations that can put a fish in a particular location on any particular day on a particular body of water. And you need to understand what that is. Tuma says he likes fishing when the barometer is dropping. He says in clear water, he usually fishes deeper. He says if he's ice fishing, he looks at the snow cover to see how much light penetration there will be. He said that makes a difference on where the fish will be. So there are a lot of conditions that you need to look at, Mother Nature's subtle hints that will help you be much more successful when you're out there fishing. This is from the pages of the Outdoor News.
There's a whole lot more
brand new country.
I'm a lost cause. Baby, don't waste your time on me.
Q Country.
I've been thinking.
love it.
98Q Country.
Another house at the airport ticket counter. You're
online at 98qcountry.com.
Online at 98qcountry.com.
I've sent a dozen texts and I ain't heard jack. I guess she's busy playing hard to get back. No time.
Scotty McCreary, that's Cabin is Solo here on 98Q Country, 98.3 FM, WCQM. Greg Gunderson here with Austin Brume in the 98Q Country studios, subbing in for Joel Karnick. The whole morning show today. We'll be back again tomorrow as Joel, and I just have to use the word, he's gallivanting. He's gallivanting around the state. I think that involves something with riding a horse. Seriously, that's the only thing I can imagine. He's off riding a horse somewhere. No, it's his wife's birthday tomorrow. So we'll give her a happy birthday shout out tomorrow. Today, a happy birthday shout out to Nancy Johnson, someone special to the 98Q Country crew. Mm-hmm. Happy birthday, Nancy. And I've got, where have I put them? I've got a list of famous birthday celebrants today. Let's take a peek. Top of the list, Simone Biles, 27 years old today. The record-setting gymnast has 4 golds and a bronze at the 2016 Summer Olympics in Rio. She was born in 97, and she's 27. I think the Packers have just recently lost their claim on her heart, probably. She is now married to a bear. Jonathan Owens left the Packers, I believe, yesterday, or was it 2 days ago now? I think it was just yesterday he agreed to terms with the Bears. That was pretty awesome seeing her on the sidelines. Like Joel mentioned, she was kind of our Taylor Swift. Hopefully she's showing up at Bears games in Packers jerseys when they play the Pack. I doubt that.
I need that gift of that stormtrooper. Traitor!
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Ansel Elgort, 30 years old today. The actor from West Side Story, Baby Driver, Allegiant, Insurgent, Divergent, The Fault in Our Stars, Carrie, and TV's Tokyo Vice, born 94, 30 years old today. Steph Curry.
Baby Driver, that was a good movie.
You've seen Baby Driver?
I have. I loved it.
I have not seen Baby Driver.
You've got to watch it.
I care about decent movies, too. I feel like that's kind of stands out on the list of movies
That one's really cool. Because it leans heavily into music.
Okay, fair enough. Baby Driver. I'll update you when I watch Baby Driver. Wardell Stephen Curry II. NBA fans will immediately pick out that's Steph Curry, the son and brother of NBA players, the Golden State Warriors point guard, called the greatest shooter in basketball history. I'm sure there's no debate about that whatsoever. Steph Curry is 36 years old today. Did we really? Did the Lakers? Oh, no. I don't even want to know. Jamie Bell, 38 years old today, the actor from Rocket Man, Fantastic Four, The Adventures of Tintin, Defiance, Jumper, King Kong, Billy Elliot, and TV's Shining Girls, was born in 1986, makes Jamie 38 years old today. Let's take a peek down the list. Chris Klein's 45 from the American Pie series. Daniel Gillies? G-I-L-L-I-E-S. Why do I feel like that's probably Gillis? The Canadian actor's TV credits include Street Legal, The Vampire Diaries, Saving Hope, and The Originals, also thus explaining why I don't know how to pronounce the name. Betsy Brandt. There's one I know, 51 years old today, the actress from TV's Life in Pieces and Breaking Bad. She played Marie in Breaking Bad. Christian Bush is 54, Sugarland, Dark Water, Billy Pilgrim, singer, guitarist, mandolinist. Kirby Puckett, the Baseball Hall of Famer, passed away in 06 at the age of 45, but was born this day in 1960. Prince Albert of Monaco is 66 today, hurrah. Born in 1958, Grace Kelly was his mother. Billy Crystal's 76 today, Michael Murphy is 79. Quincy Jones is 91 years old today. The recording artist produced and arranged for major stars like Michael Jackson, Ray Charles, Frank Sinatra, and more. He also scored movies and TV themes and also produced the Will Smith TV series, The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. That's a whole guy right there. Quincy Jones is 91 years old today. Happy birthday, Quincy. He was born in 1933. Maurice Micklewhite. I almost wish we did trivia here on 98Q. If I could say, who do you know Maurice Micklewhite as? Of course, Google would help everybody cheat really quickly, but it's Michael Caine. I don't want to do the Michael Caine, the impression. Everybody knows Michael Caine. The guy, he has his own accent. I don't think anybody in the world sounds exactly like Michael Caine, except for himself. The Cockney veteran, as this lists him, has a pair of Best Supporting Actor Oscars for The Cider House Rules. And Hannah and Her Sisters, been nominated 4 times for Best Actor, but never won. Michael Caine is 91 years old today. Last on the list, here's a big one, Albert Einstein. It's Albert Einstein's birthday. Passed away in 1955 at the age of 76, but the genius of relativity was born in Germany, became an American citizen in 1940, thus shaping the current course of history as we know it. Pretty undebatable. So Albert Einstein, happy posthumous birthday to you, born this day in 1879. That'll do it for celebrity birthdays. But for the locals, happy birthday, Nancy Johnson, today.
It's still wild to think that Albert Einstein died in 1955.
Yeah. I mean, I don't remember it.
And that's the kind of thing where it's like you think of Einstein and Picasso, and it's like they were in quote-unquote relatively modern times.
Oh, yeah.
That is wild to think about.
You want to think about something really crazy. Look who was alive at the same time as Napoleon Bonaparte. Yeah, that French Revolution stuff. Mm-hmm. There were some American things happening at about the same time. Yeah, the look on Austin's face. Yeah, exactly.
Wait a minute.
Exactly.
History is more convoluted than I thought it was.
Well, I mean, Jamestown was the 1600s, so it's pretty easy to go back past the French Revolution and wind up in American history. But no, there were some significant and commonly known. Yeah, do some Googling. There's your Google it for the day. Who knows what I'll talk about later in my This Day in History segment during the afternoon segment when I'm here 2 to 7 again. But no, we'll talk about that one later. We do have a cake to give away tomorrow, so if you do have a birthday today, perhaps we can get a late one in before we're finished at the top of the 10 o'clock hour. We can still get your birthday mentioned in and get you entered into the drawing to win a cake from the bakery at Super One. Thank you, Super One, for letting us do that once a week. We'll give that one away tomorrow. We'd love to enter you in the drawing. Give us a call here. Talk to Brianna, 715-762-3221, or whoever answers. Doesn't have to be Brianna. She does a fantastic job, but mm-hmm. I mean, the other one, as other people answer calls here now and again. We deserve credit. You know how it goes. catching hard side eye here at the 98 Q Country Studio. All right, we're going to hop back to a little bit of music here. We'll be back before the top of the 9 o'clock hour. Stay tuned to 98 Q Country. We'll have Big G, me, and Austin. I believe it'll be all three of us. I'm volunteering for the shopping show. Are you looking? You're looking at Brianna like you expect her to be the fourth voice of
no,
the shopping show today.
Because I heard the door, I think.
Oh, yes. Yes, you did. The boss has entered. Darla's here, so maybe we'll get her on the shopping show today. I don't want to volunteer her. Certainly, I don't expect so. We only have room for three microphones, so we'd have to mix something up pretty heavily.
You can split a microphone between two people.
Well, we'll consult with her on whether we'll have Darla on the shopping show today. I'll volunteer just about anybody else. All right, back to the music here on 98Q Country. We'll have Thinking About Me from Morgan Wallen up in just a moment here on 98Q Country, 98.3 FM, WCQM.
Feel bad for you, but I feel bad for him, and all the hell you gonna be putting him through. Probably tell him we're a burnt out flame. Probably tell him that I ain't been on your mind. I ain't nothing but a long gone thing. You can cuss my name, but baby, don't you lie. When you're tasting what he's drinking, are you thinking about me? When you're riding where he's driving, are you missing my street? Every time you close your eyes, are you thinking about?
98.3. Online at 98qcountry.com.
I don't want to spend another lonely night.
You feel
I can feel it on 98Q Country, 98.3 FM, WCQM. Greg Gunderson here with Austin Brume, the afternoon drive guy with the Saturday midday guy covering for the morning guy. Joel Karnick gallivanting across the state today.
You just love that word.
I do. I'm gonna say it every single time. Every single time we're talking on air today, I think I'm going to use the word gallivanting.
It's just a fun word.
I'm going to shoehorn it in. It's
a fun word.
It's a beautifully fun word. No, it's a... Offer his wife's birthday tomorrow. Happy birthday tomorrow to Shayna. So have fun. Anytime somebody who works as hard as someone like Joel does, I'm happy to see them get good time off. Whether it means I have to struggle through morning show radio or otherwise. I'll be back with you tomorrow on 98Q Country to do the morning show again. But this time with at least a day's practice under my belt. So we'll see how that goes. We've got in a little bit, about a half an hour or so, we'll be looking at the shopping show. Whether that's just me and Austin, Big G should probably be here. He'll probably pop in time to do the Badger's Den for us.
We just have to say the magic word, donuts.
Oh.
We don't have donuts, but donuts.
No. I think you just, wow. Wait, like you can't just say bait and fish show up. You have to have bait.
I mean, sometimes there are some fish out there where they will just go after the hook.
Okay, you tell me, I'll tell you what, when we're off the air so we're not revealing our fishing spots, I need you to tell me where fish will go on a bear hook.
That's revealing the secrets there, friend.
That would be telling.
That would be telling.
That would be telling. I got my local sports info back into check here. Wanted to highlight what's going on with the Solon Springs and Marathon team. Solon Springs is going to the WIAA state tournament for the first time in the program's history. And that tournament does begin today. Solon Springs taking on Columbus Catholic tomorrow, however, at 9:05 a.m. Going on today, however, Marathon, another team from our conference. Marathon with their 6'10" senior is playing Kenosha at 6:45 tonight.
That's the kind of guy where you can legitimately look up and be like, hey, how's the weather?
Oh, yeah.
Legitimately.
Because he's never heard that before.
I know.
I've seen the pictures on the internet of that tall people might carry of, yes, indeed, I am very tall. Thank you for asking. No, nobody ever notices. Yes, the weather's fine up here. Like, I love those cards.
Like, right, Dan? It's like, this has been a nice conversation. Thank you.
I'm going to recommend, too, that people Google about how to watch the state tournament. I know that it will be televised to a limited degree. I don't know to what extent D4 and D5 basketball is going to be televised, but take a look. If it is going to be on local programming, it would be, you know, the 7s, the 9s, the 12s. So definitely take a scroll through there. I definitely saw mention, too, of at least the latter semis and finals being broadcast on an app. So take a peek, look into Google, just Google the WIAA state tournament. One of the top article results you'll get is how to watch. So follow that result and enjoy WIAA state basketball action. Marathon tonight at 6:45, taking on Kenosha. It was pretty neat to see Marathon. Like I said, they have that 6'10" senior went up against Bonduelle recently with their 6'6" center. So that had to be a bit of a battle of titans went on recently. Obviously, Marathon took the long end of that deal and is continuing on to the state tournament that begins today. Congrats to both Solon Springs and Marathon.
Mm-hmm.
Do some Google work for more in-depth info. I'll be doing that for certainly. Let's take a peek here. What else do we have coming up here on 98Q? Wanted to just run some highlights of those news stories, a little less serious than the ones brought to you by the Civic Media News team. Looking at the passing of Paul Alexander, author and TikTok star, lived his life in an iron lug. He was 78, been confined to an iron lug since age 6 when he was paralyzed with polio. Dollar Tree announced it's closing nearly 1,000 stores over the next several years, with 600 in the next coming months to close. NYPD under fire for their actions in relation to an asylum seeker.
using a stun gun while he was holding a child. NYPD says they acted appropriately. The jackpot for Friday's Mega Millions up to 792 mil. Are you buying a ticket?
No.
No?
The chances of you winning that are lower than the chance of you getting struck by lightning on the way to it.
Yeah, there's a reason it's up to that much, though. Man.
It's the kind of thing where it's like, but what if? What if this is the one?
Like I said earlier when we were running through these stories in an earlier segment, the moment you start thinking what I would do with that money, and then it becomes thinking, man, do I have the cost of a ticket in my pocket? And just, yep, the dam has burst.
Yeah, because it's just like, you start thinking, what if?
Iditarod sled race under pressure after a third dog has passed away. Two dogs did so over the weekend, and animal rights activists are calling for the grueling race to be shut down. Meanwhile, musher Dallas Seavey, who killed a moose during the race, just casually thrown in here, won the Iditarod for a record-breaking sixth time. And, of course, the big feature story, TikTok. The House of Representatives has passed a bill to ban the app. That may or may not actually happen. It's more about the ownership of the app, owned by a Chinese-interested investment firm. We've got breaking news, an announcement to read.
Oh, it's that one.
Oh, excellent, excellent. I've got a couple of these to take a peek at today. New one here, Hot Sheets. Thank you, Darla. You were invited this Sunday to Goble South Fork in Lugerville for their Save the Lugerville Ballfield fundraiser. Breakfast is 8 to noon and will include all your favorites like French toast, pancakes, hash browns, eggs, sausage, and you know it, their famous cinnamon rolls. Plus, there will be fun raffle baskets to participate in. That is the Save the Lugerville Ballfield fundraiser at Goble's South Fork, 8 to noon. And what day was that?
That should be this Sunday, if I'm correct.
Yeah, this Sunday. Thank you. I appreciate that. How did I immediately lose track of that? Yeah, you were invited this Sunday. I was going to say, I just read it. It was there.
Well, and I remember because I drove past that particular place yesterday, and I read their board, and I was like, oh, yeah, I should remember that.
Wow. Okay. I'll tell you what. We should switch seats. You can finish off the lead of the morning show here because you are clearly more composed and ready for this. You've been doing the back-end research that I just have not been doing.
I'm a good actor.
A good actor.
I act like I'm put together.
You're going to give me that just, acting.
I'm held together with cheap scotch tape and bits of gum.
In a similar vein, are you ready to get muddy? Join the city of Park Falls, Park Falls Fire Department, Shawamigan School District, all the way in June, Saturday, June 22nd, to push through the mud and muck. This 1.5-mile muddy trail will be fun on your own, in a group, or with the family. Individual and team awards will be available for first through third place prizes. Proceeds go to Old A Memorial Park, City of Park Falls Fire Department, and the Shawamigan School District Athletic Department. That's the Park Falls 2024 Mud Run Fundraiser, all the way in June. Get that on the schedule early, because if I forget to mention it, how else are you going to know?
Exactly.
No, I'm sure they're spreading the word often and loudly. You'll hear us talk about that one. So awesome. Coming up next on 98Q Country, we've got some top of the hour news at the top of the 9 o'clock hour. Shortly after that, we'll be jumping into the shopping show. Stay tuned for discounts on local area businesses. You can call into the studio and take advantage. Or as always, head online in advance of the shopping show today. If you want, 98QCountry.com, click on shopping show for a sneak peek. We've got new and returning businesses on the shopping show. A lot of new businesses have been added lately. So we'll see if Austin can get through reading about them cleanly, or if it's just going to be another one of those days. Deer in the headlights is the look I've inspired now. You doing okay over there?
I'm doing just fine. I was totally paying attention to all this.
Excellent. Excellent. He's not just letting me ramble. That's definitely not what's happening.
Nope. That definitely wouldn't happen. We'd never do that.
All right. We've got a sneak peek at news here. Stay tuned for the top of the hour for the full news breakdown. And then a little bit after that top of the hour, we'll be hopping back in here at 98Q Country for the shopping show. In just a moment, 98.3 FM, WCQM.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. It was a rough night weather-wise across much of the country. Colorado, Kansas, Missouri, another monster storm moved across the middle part of the country. ABC Chief Meteorologist Ginger Z with some details.
At least three reported tornadoes in northeast Kansas. And on the wintry side of the storm, snow in the Wasatch Mountains of Utah. Up to 2 feet of snow already in the Colorado Rockies. spinouts on I-70 near Evergreen. And Denver could see its biggest snowstorm in 3 years.
China's foreign ministry says Wednesday's overwhelming House vote forcing TikTok's Chinese owner to sell or face a ban is a violation of fair competition and international trade rules. There's no indication on how the Senate might vote. Members of the LGBTQ community in Japan are cheering a landmark decision by a Japanese court, which ruled that denying same-sex marriage is unconstitutional. The court doesn't have the power to overturn the country's current laws, but has called for an urgent government action to do so. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. There's a new leader at the University of Wisconsin in La Crosse. James Beebe comes to UWL from Keene State College, New Hampshire. He was provost and vice president for academic affairs. He replaces Joe Gao, who was fired in December after pornographic videos he made with his wife surfaced online. Gao is still on the UWL faculty, but the Board of Regents is looking into revoking his tenure. Yesterday's U.S. House vote to try to force TikTok's owners to divest from the Chinese government is a win for Wisconsin Congressman Mike Gallagher.
This is about foreign adversary control of American social media and, by extension, the dominant news platform for young Americans.
But Senate Leader Chuck Schumer has not committed to advancing Gallagher's bill. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
To thank you for 40 unforgettable years, Dell Technologies is celebrating with anniversary savings on their most popular tech. For a limited time only, save on select next-gen PCs, like the XPS 13 Plus, powered by Intel Core processors, and more. Plus, curate your dream setup with great deals on select monitors, mice, and more must-have electronics and accessories. When you shop online at Dell.com/deals, you'll have access to leading-edge technology and free shipping on everything. Again, that's Dell.com/deals.
By texting 64,000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Babbel. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at Babbel.com/TNC.
My new exercise bike. Yeah, more like my $1,500 coat rack.
At Babbel, we get it. Learning something new is hard, especially a new language.
My Spanish starts and ends at Adios.
Make it easy on yourself with Babbel. In just 10 minutes a day, you can start having real conversations in as little as 3 weeks.
Hola, Espanol.
It starts here. To try Babbel free, text radio to 64,000. Text radio to 64,000.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
When your family is looking to add a dog or cat to your family photo, stop by Catkins first. Catkins is a no-kill Northwoods animal shelter. They are a dedicated group of animal lovers working to improve the lives of homeless pets in the Northwoods. Check out their website, catkinsrescue.org, or call 715-762-0122 for more information on adoption, volunteering, or donating. Catkins, caring for animals in need throughout the Northwoods region.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
The Brewers name who's on second. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers have named Bryce Terang as their starting second baseman. Terang making some incredible plays in the infield last season and says he's working on his hitting with the advice of his father, Brian, who played for the Mariners in the early 90s. Did it help?
Yeah, I worked extremely hard. Definitely did some talking with my dad and worked hard to just kind of get back to the ways of, you know, line drives back up the middle, putting myself in the best situation to do that. It's been good. I feel really good up there. And
the Brewers losing to the White Sox 15-4, and bad news for closer Devin Williams, who's had back pains throughout spring training. And after seeking a second opinion, Williams has been told he has two fractures in his spine. He won't be able to pitch until June. For now, it's rest and rehab. College basketball, Badgers and Maryland in the Big Ten tournament today in Minneapolis. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Visit Ken's Carpet Center in Phillips, Wisconsin, and get your best night's sleep on a spring air mattress set. Queen and full sizes on display with twin and king available. Plus, Ken will deliver no charge within 40 miles of Phillips. At Ken's, you're going to find several types of flooring and carpeting by Mohawk with installation right from the store. Also, shop a variety of consignment furniture and other unique items on display. Open 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday, Ken's Carpet Center is your K&B appliance outlet also. Stop in today or call Ken's Carpet at 715-339-4838 for measurements and installation. Ken's Carpet. Right on Highway 13 in Phillips, Wisconsin.
Want to start saving money today? Well, you're in luck. The 98Q Country Shopping Show is always available online at 98QCountry.com. There you can find local businesses such as nice restaurants or fun shops located in Phillips, Prentice, Park Falls, Minocqua, Mellon, and many other locations in the surrounding areas. Save money with 98Q Country today.
Love an extra $100 in your pocket?